You declare him as Lord, but you're not willing to do what he says to do. Stop calling him your Lord, because he's not. You say? And there is no, I know what the Bible says, but about it. Right? Either do it or not. And then there is that area of doubt. All the way back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say that we have to do this or that? Did God really say we have to go to church? We have to go to worship? Did he really say that? Did God really say I have to give as I've been prospered? Really? Did God really say I have to pray for my enemies? Say? Did God really say that? What a slap in the face. And here's a reference to Matthew chapter 5, and here's what it says. You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. You say, did he really say that? Yes. You say, the people that say this, we've used this kind of, slogan a lot in the Lord's church, haven't we? God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. End of discussion, right? Doesn't that sound great? All right? There are those who say, put it this way. God said it, I interpret it. Okay? And it says, to the best of my ability, keeping in mind the limitations and filters imposed by my worldview. That doesn't entirely settle it, but it does provide a trustworthy, if incomplete, platform on which to base my values and decisions. God said it, I interpret it. Basically, to suit my desires and needs, right? How about this one? I think this one is better than even than God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. How about God said it, that settles it, whether we believe it or not? Isn't that really how we need to be looking at it? Okay? If he said it, that settles it. Okay? And it settles it whether people accept it or believe it or not. So you see, we need to go back and reevaluate some of the things we believe. And surrender those that are not in accordance with what God has actually said. We need to unconditionally surrender those things to God. For here's something that the Apostle Paul said. Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9. He said, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. And then he goes on to say, evidently some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. And then he goes on to repeat that for emphasis. Okay? So you see, the importance here is looking at our beliefs. What is it that we believe about God and what he says in his word? And are we willing to surrender our beliefs to his? Okay? The final thing here is those who have itching ears. Okay? Have a problem with itching ears. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy in his second letter, says the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, okay? What they want. They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. So again, this is kind of like, I know what the Bible says, but this takes it a step further in that I don't care what the Bible says, I want to hear good things. Okay? And so this then is the result. Remember what Jesus says in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many wonderful works. And then I will say to them, depart from me, I never knew you, you who work iniquity. You see? The many and the few. In verses 13 and 14, he tells us which gate to enter through, right? Enter through the narrow gate. Why? Because wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to where? To destruction. And many there be that find it. But small is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And so you see the difference in the lines here? You see? Which line do you want to be in? Okay? And of course, there's all of these kinds of circumstances and situations that people want their preachers to tell them what they want to hear. Tickle our ears. Tell us good things. Tell us things that are pleasant. Okay? And in the Isaiah text, where they say to the seers, see no more visions, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy illusions. Leave this way. Get off this path. And stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel. That was the problem that the Israelites had. See? Because they wanted to hear good things instead of the truth. All right? Which church are you going to go to? You see? The one that tells you what you want to hear, or the one that tells you what God says? You see? There are an awful lot of people going to the church, you see, that is telling them what they want to hear. And that was Paul's point in his letter to Timothy. All right? I don't know who made this quote, but I like it. He says, a lie doesn't become truth, wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by a majority. You see? Those things don't change. Itching ears, what do we do about them? Okay? Someone's come up with, and this course is physical itching ears, okay? Five natural ways to make the itch go away. All right? Did you know that you can get Pro-Ear? Okay, for itching, irritated itching ears. Okay, you're supposed to put that stuff in there and it'll take the itch away. And in the kind of itching ears we're talking about, that Paul is talking about, what's the real solution to that? It's not drops, okay, or anything else. Look at what James tells us. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. You want a cure for itching ears? Do what the word says. Listen to it and do it. Okay? Be committed to that. Surrender. Unconditionally. We've been talking about this, you know, for a month and a half now at least. Looking at all these different aspects of our lives where God tells us to unconditionally surrender to Him. I hope that this series has caused you to look at these different aspects of your life and to see, is this an area of my life that I've got to surrender to God? That maybe I've been holding on to, trying to rule myself. I hope that it causes all of us to really look at it. I know for myself in doing this series, it's caused me to really look at some areas in my life. Okay? And I hope that it's done the same for you. Because the only alternative, as we've been saying all along, to unconditionally surrendering our lives to God is complete destruction. Okay? Tom has a song that he has chosen for us to use as an invitation song. We come to that point where, again, just thinking about all the areas of our lives that we need to surrender, I just want to ask you to be thinking about those. And if there is an area of your life, maybe today's lesson, or maybe one of the previous, that maybe you're struggling with surrendering to God, let us help you with that. Okay? Let us help you with it. If there's a need that you have, that you would like for us to have a prayer request or whatever, all you got to do is let us know what that is. Okay? And if there's someone here who has not surrendered their life totally to Christ to become a Christian, if you've not repented of the sin that is separating you from God, you need to do that. Okay? You can do that right now. All right? Surrender your life to God. Repent of the sin that's separating you from Him. And have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism as you call upon Jesus as your Lord. You can do that right now. For those of you who are worshiping with us online, if you have a prayer request, you can contact Wesley. You can text him during our invitation song or any time after and let him know what your prayer request is, and we will address that here. If there's someone out there who is not yet a Christian and you desire to become one, the same thing applies to you. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then call upon Him as your Lord. Repent of the sin that's separating you from Him and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. And you can do that as soon as is possible for you. All you got to do is contact us and we will make that happen. So the opportunity is available to everyone. Tom, come on up and lead us. Let's stand together and sing.